The Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
All right, guys, we have a special guest.
Woo! Ooh.
All right. We have the president of the Dominican Bar Association.
Oof.
And she is also the assistant district attorney at the Kings County District Attorney's Office. Shout out to the KCDA.
Aight.
and she's also going to be telling us about this new segment that we're going to be having in the next couple of weeks on LOL called Know Your Rights. We're going to learn all about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause to Doralyn De Dios.
¡Wepa!
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Doralyn or Doralyn, you know.
Or Dora.
Or Dora. Ooh. Oh, Dora. Because Dora's quick and to the point.
Like
for the interview, it's just, it'll make the interview just go faster. So, Dora, tell us a little bit about yourself and your... what you do.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you guys for having me tonight. I'm so excited to be here on LOL.
Woo-woo.
Nice. I am a Dominicana.
Woo-woo.
Bronx, raised in Jersey City.
I'm going to stop whooping. I'm going to stop. Too much. Whoop,
sorry, distraction.
Too much. Too much whoop.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I was... I spent my formative years in the Dominican Republic, came back for college and law school, and immediately started my career at the DA's office or district attorney's office as an assistant district attorney. It's been about 5 years now, and at the DA's office, what I do more colloquially, well, actually, this is not a colloquial term, but I'm a prosecutor. And I basically am the person that is charging people when they commit crimes. So I'm, when you watch Law and Order, I'm the people. That's my role.
I was going to ask you, can you put that in Law and Order terms?
Right. Because... so in other words, you're the one, you develop the plea deal. Is that what it is? Because there's always a plea deal, right? Like, is he going to take the deal? Yeah. Take the deal.
Yeah, there are a lot of pleas. I'm the one bringing up the charges, taking a person to trial, and trying to prove cases beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the threshold for criminal law. And yeah, so I spent my first 3 years in domestic violence and prosecuting exclusively those types of cases. And now I have been for a little over a year and a half in the Frauds Bureau. So you can think of any scammer out there, that type of cases that I'm prosecuting. Very different from domestic violence, but extremely interesting and complex. I really like it. And I really like my role. I get sometimes unfair judgment about being a prosecutor as a Black woman or Latina, but, you know, I just think that representation matters. And if we have a bunch of white people leading such an important role, then things are going to get worse than what they already are. So we definitely need people like myself in these types of roles, because prosecutors definitely shape the criminal justice system and have a lot of power. So it's exciting to be in this role as long as you're a just and fair prosecutor.
Take that, take that, take that. Yes, I mean, an empowering Latina. Look, we're going to applaud that every single time. It doesn't get tired again and again and again. Okay, I'm going to calm down. Now, you're also the president of the Dominican Bar Association, right?
Yeah.
Please let everybody know about DBA, what y'all do, and why y'all are such an important entity.
Yeah, this is my second term. It's my second month.
Oops, sorry. Sorry. No more whooping, Frank.
Okay. Really exciting. You know, we're a nonprofit that's made up of legal professionals. So law students, attorneys, judges, attorneys that are no longer practicing the law, and become business owners, et cetera. And we basically just put on events for the advancement of legal professionals, the Latino legal professional world, and more specifically for Dominicans.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I can't stop. That was, I couldn't control it.
That sounded like a police.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My bad. Due to siren-y. I'll tone it down.
That's funny. No, so our main goal is really to advance Dominicans in the legal profession, make sure that we achieve higher posts within our profession. We have about a little over 500 members right now.
Wow.
We're a nationwide organization, but our main base is New York City. This is where we were founded. And every year we do a host of programs ranging from educational programs, social programs, fundraisers. Actually, our main fundraiser is our scholarship gala, which happens every year in the fall. And we raise thousands of dollars for scholarships for law students. Amazing. And we do a lot of community engagement. And yeah, we've been around for a little over 30 years. So it's been around for some time and we're growing every day. I'm really proud of how many, you know, young Dominican adults and, you know, high school students, college students are just interested in becoming attorneys despite the barriers and the challenges. And we're seeing such a more like a higher amount of students out there in these law schools. So that's really, really exciting for us as a community, especially because lawyers have a lot of power to do a lot of different things, especially advocacy work. So yeah, that's what we do. And that's why, you know, we're here so we can partner with you guys and start this Know Your Rights segment, which is going to be super dope. And I'm sure we're going to get into that a little later.
Hey, that's the best segue ever. You just segued yourself. So please, so yeah, let's let everybody know what is coming with Know Your Rights.
Yeah, so Know Your Rights is going to be a short segment where we explain to our community literally that your rights in different areas of the law, given, immigration law, housing law, criminal law, business law. These are all areas that affect our community on a daily basis that people do not have any information or just very limited resources to know about what their rights are within these areas. And that's why our, you know, our community as a whole gets into so much trouble and just are not informed. And it's really important for us to disseminate this information as lawyers, that understand our community, to go on to platforms like these to really just help people become more informed, more knowledgeable of their rights and of the law in general. So I'm not sure if you guys have like ways for your constituencies to, you know, send you emails or something about topics that they're interested in. By all means, we can put that together. And that's what we're here for, you know, to share our knowledge. So,
yeah.
Hopefully we don't get any questions like, what's a law?
I did some fraud. Could she help me?
Advanced, people.
Could you? I executed some fraud that I need to talk to somebody about. Can maybe I talk to Dorilyn about the fraudulent activity that I just did? No, people, that's not what this is about. But what this is about is equipping y'all to then further share that knowledge and equip your friends and your tias and your comais and your cousins. So hit us up at We Are Latinos Out Loud anywhere, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever it is, and let us know the topics that you'd like us to delve into. Look at this arsenal that we have, over 500 attorneys from across the country, all with specialties and all via Dorilyn. We are so excited. And I gotta shout out the Dominican Bar Association and the former president, Miguelina Camilo, who is the one that introduced me to this organization. And I jumped on your email list and I'm just seeing all these wonderful events and networking opportunities that are for the attorneys. But also, like, I think that, you know, people like me can also, you know, follow this, your organization, join this email list, listen to this segment and learn a hell of a lot. So thank you so much for, you know, being down to be that spokesperson. And you guys, please stay tuned for Know Your Rights. And Dorilyn, if you want to drop the website for the DBA or any other information where they can find you, go right ahead.
Yes, of course. So our website is www.dominicanbarassociation.org. You can also follow us on all of the social media platforms, Dominican Bar Association, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We're all over. And like you just mentioned, Rachel, you don't have to be an attorney to be a member of the DBA. We have different levels of memberships for friends of the DBA, college students, high school students, law students, foreign attorneys, or just if you just want to be a member and come to our events, participate, get to know attorneys.
I just want to be like, yo, nah, I'm going to hang out with my friends at the DBA.
Right. Oh, you have a lot of lawyer friends. Sounds like a cool place to be.
If you want to meet a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you so much for being such an inspiration. You are out there doing it, and we are looking forward to Know Your Rights. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for having us. I'm really looking forward to this segment.
Yeah.
Woo-woo! All right.